Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What the fuck is this piece of shit?
Here's how I react if a boy says, "Ah, is your lips real?" Yeah. Is that back row? Yeah, obviously. And here's how I react if a girl says, are your lips real big? Girl, no. Let me hook you up. Here's who did them. Blah, 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 blah. If they say, is your back? Is it real?
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
She is nuts. She is sick and she's nuts. What is this?
You're not tricking anybody. We know your lips are fake. They look ridiculous. Do you really think you could fool us with a simple lie like, no, they're not fake?
Did you know that I can see you?
I wonder what a fake lip BJ feel like. I would imagine it would feel kind of weird. Let's be honest, the guys that she date don't really care. They're still gonna smash whether, you know, she's real or fake. It doesn't really matter. She might get disqualified for a long-term relationship.
Serious question. You see me in the street. Because that's where I belong. What do you think my job is?
Hooker for 500, Alex.
I'd have picked her out in a lineup at a brothel. But outside of that, no.
OF girl for 500, Alex. Some type of harlot for 500, Alex. Let's go over the red flags. Belly ring. Torso tattoo. Blue little streak at the end of her hair. TikTok account. Belly showing. Typical hoe pants.
At this point, it's just becoming too much.
I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sitting in my car, completing.
Everybody can't go to college.
I do not text anyone that ever says, text me when you get home, and here's why. If a man tells me, text me when you get home, I don't text them because guess what? Everyone says that to me. That's what guys say.
And this is why you shouldn't take women like this serious if they've been on multiple dates for years. Everything's going to be, you know, cliche to them. Everything you say, everything you do is cliche because she's dated 500 men. Nothing you can do at that point is going to be impressive or pique her interest or excite her or anything like that. It's a waste of fucking time. And this is why women like this are just fucking finished. If you haven't found a boyfriend or a serious relationship in 500 dates, just give up.
Stop trying to make it work.
Adopt some kids, you know, volunteer at a soup kitchen. There's other things to focus on in life. Let's break it down like this. Can you imagine a woman working from 15 to 25, like she's working jobs from 15 to 25, and she's never been able to keep one longer than 6 months for 10 fucking years? After that point, who's gonna hire her anymore with a resume like that? And that's what people don't get about dating. When they hear a guy like me say, oh, if a woman hasn't, you know, had any significant relationship or haven't been able to make anything work by 25, she's done. They're like, oh, 25 is so young. Not in this context, just like with the woman who been working 25 jobs in 10 years and haven't kept one for more than 6 months. That's a complete train wreck, despite her being relatively young. Her youth won't help her in this area.
Like, wait, what?
But here's the thing, they're so effed up, but they got the nerve to have a big ego. So let's use the job example again. She's been working 25 jobs for 10 years and never kept one for longer than 6 months, but got the nerve to say, I ain't settling for nothing less than Apple or Google or Versace or something like that. It's like, no, you ain't getting one of them jobs. They not fucking with you. You don't qualify for that. Have you seen your resume?
I want to know if they actually care if I get home safe. So what I do is I get home safe and I wait for them to say, did you get home? Now, let me tell you, when you come with, did you get home safe? Are you home? That's when I'm texting you. That's when I know you're the one.
Don't kill me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
How about texting him and see if he got home safe? How about having some character? Maybe it's not all about you all the time. Ever think of that?
If you tell me, text when you get home, and then there's no, did you get home safe? You didn't care. You're just saying that. Taboo, baby. You're just going through the motions, and I don't like it. I'm just like, I want to know if you really care. I want to know if you're in it. You know what I'm saying?
Are you retarded?
Imagine a woman playing hard to get that's hard to want. That's where most of these women end up. They end up in a place where they're going on dates, they're talking to men, and they're playing hard to get, but they don't realize that they're hard to want. If they did truly realize it, then they wouldn't be playing hard to get.
You have ever considered making an OF? Don't do it. Getting content in front of this fireplace. Respect the side hustle, okay? I have the windows wide open because I'm an idiot, and the maintenance men showed up and got a full show.
My nigga.
I'm talking VIP access.
Clearly, this woman is insane. I mean, she got a lot of mental issues. Her having an OF page is the least of her problems. Sometimes I kind of feel sorry for these degenerates. I really do. Even though I probably shouldn't. Where did her life go wrong?
You don't really want to know.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
But yeah, the maintenance man seeing your tatas will probably be your least embarrassing moment in your life.
A damn shame the girl can hardly spell a name.
Hey, I got a better reason that women shouldn't do OF. How about not embarrassing and disgracing your whole family tree? I think that's a more solid reason than, oh, the maintenance man might see your boobs.
I'm barricaded in these pillows, and I'm booking a last-minute hotel because there's no way in hell I'm sleeping here tonight. The stories that they're going to tell about this day.
Is that retardation?
A few weeks ago, I said I don't do my husband's laundry, and a lot of people are saying, whoa, 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 those are small acts of kindness. Why wouldn't you want to do that for your partner? But here's the thing. Small acts of kindness that are mostly domestic labor just add up to work at the end of the day. So here's a list of things that I don't do for my husband. You all know, I don't do his laundry. He can do that himself. I do my laundry, and we do the kids' laundry.
You're everything that's wrong with dating in society today. You're everything that's wrong with women. You're the reason why men don't want to get involved with women anymore.
Okay, great. Why do you have to announce it on the internet and be a huge KUNT and embarrass your husband on the internet for the world to see? Potentially millions. You're a bad person, ma'am.
He does his own. I don't cook dinner. He cooks dinner every single night. I do breakfast and lunch for us and our kids. I don't pack him a lunch. If he's hungry, he'll figure out what he's going to eat for lunch.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
She doesn't love you, bro. You settled for less. Most men do, honestly. Women are always talking about not settling, but usually they end up with someone who is better than them, even if they don't realize it. Even when women think they're settling, they're getting better than they deserve. But men, they're the ones who actually have to settle more often than not. And here's the thing, even when they settle, they still show up and be good people in the relationship. Unlike women, when they settle, they ruin the man's life and resent him and treat him like crap the whole relationship. Hopefully one day that man wakes up and sees the light. He probably only stands for the kids, honestly. Hopefully your kids will be grateful for your great sacrifice.
I don't make his doctor's appointments because guess what? He's not making mine. Would it be kind of me to do that? For sure. Is it my job? Absolutely not.
Let me guess. It's not your job to F him either. If he's horny, he can beat his meat, right?
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo.
I got a strange feeling this guy wasn't her first choice.
Yeah, you think?
See, here's the thing. When a woman truly loves you, she wants to do these things for you. She don't see it as a job. He probably married her after 30. After she already been ran through by the guy she truly desired. And who she would have done those things for with a smile on her face. Hey, folks. It's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumb ass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
I need all my ladies to really listen carefully to what I'm about to say. As you know, the 4B movement and a woman taking a stand, a woman dismantling the patriarchy and just leaving it behind men altogether.
Down with the patriarchy. That's the message.
Ma'am, the patriarchy is responsible for everything you see and can touch. Men hold your life up. Without them, you would perish.
Woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. As you know, that does that mean that men are just going to follow suit and leave us alone and respect our space and respect our boundaries? That has never worked throughout history.
Top tier Chad doesn't have to respect your boundaries, and he doesn't have to respect you because you allow him to treat you any type of way. Just to be in his presence, because you value him that much. And you're going to continue to give up every hole to the guys you're most attracted to, despite how they treat you.
I ain't forgot about that shit! Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga! I ain't forgot about none of that shit!
So everything you say is just a bunch of pointless nonsense to get clicks on TikTok. And it holds no weight, and it has no validity. You have no validity.
Me and my guy friend just had the craziest conversation. He told me a story of how one time he hooked up with a girl. And after they hooked up, I guess the girl was like, oh yeah, my boyfriend's about to pick me up soon. And he's like, huh? You have a boyfriend? He was mind blown. He was like, wow.
You women are horrible.
Just want to watch the world burn.
Here she comes to wreck the day.
She gets picked up, right? Fast forward, I guess eventually her boyfriend and her break up. Don't know the reason.
Really, nigga?
And she triples back to my guy friend, you know, trying to get to know him again, trying to date him. And she already set the standard, right, on how she moves. So he was just like, no, I'm not going to take you serious. And she was like, why aren't you taking me serious? And he's like, what makes you think if you cheated on your boyfriend with me that I'm going to want to date you and take you serious?
More power to him.
But the problem with the world is the patriarchy, right? See, when we don't have a patriarchy, women do things like this, and they show their true nature, which is being a piece of and causing chaos and just bullshit all around.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
Guess the patriarchy didn't stop her from doing what the fuck she wanted, huh?
Mind you, when he's telling me all of this, I'm completely shocked. And he's ready for love, you know? He knows that there are shiesty women, and he knows that there are good women. And he knows that there are women who cheat, and he also knows that there are women who don't cheat. Because he tells me all the time, you'd be surprised how many taken women I attract. And I'm like, huh?
I know it's not rocket science, but it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out.
Don't say, huh? You know you effed a dude who had a girlfriend before. And you know you effed a dude when you had a boyfriend before. So just stop playing dumb. Fellas, stop having female friends. It's no point. If you don't think you could smash her within the first few weeks, just let it go and move on. I can't imagine having to listen to this dummy, you know, in real life and pretend like I care about what she has to say. Because I'm masquerading as her friend when I'm really just trying to hit some skins. I just couldn't do it. I got better things to do with my time.
This is not true.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.